because of that. And we'll find out, you know, if Jesus Jara is the answer. Our kids are falling further and further and further behind, and then they give them a contract extension. We'll find out if it's justified or not. I will tell you this, though. He has stopped and started and stopped and started and stopped and started, and I'll just tell you, I'm a skeptic. I'm not a big Jesus Jara fan. He may win me over ultimately, but I don't see us making progress. And by the way, the testing that has come in has not been good. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
GFL Capital believes in good faith lending, where the client comes first. We're the go-fast lender who can close your loan in 14 days or less. The good fair lender who is transparent about closing costs. So when you think GFL, think of a great f***ing lender who offers great f***ing loans. Call us today at 529-2444. That's 529-2444. GFL Capital Mortgage. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending. NV License MB4265. NMLS 64367.
Don't miss the huge annual Bullfrog Spas Memorial Day sale. During this special event, you'll save up to $2,000 off MSRP and get 0% financing for 36 months OAC. At this price, they're selling fast. Hurry in to place your order for a beautiful, energy-efficient, and fully customized hot tub at the Bullfrog Factory Store located at 209 North Stephanie Street in Henderson. The sale ends Monday. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden on Friday said he and South Korean President Moon Jae-in remain deeply concerned about the situation with North Korea and announced that he will deploy a new special envoy to the region to help refocus efforts on pressing Pyongyang to abandon its nuclear weapons program. But President Biden also said he wants to go further.
Our goal is and remains complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We want to make practical progress and increase security in the United States for the United States and our allies.
Mr. Biden said he was dispatching career diplomat Sung Kim, who previously served as ambassador to South Korea, to serve as a special envoy to the region. Moon came to Washington seeking renewed diplomatic urgency by the U.S. on curbing North Korea's nuclear program, even as the White House signaled that it was taking a longer view on the issue. New York Attorney General Letitia James announced that her investigation into activities by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will continue until it is concluded. Cuomo faces accusations of sexual harassment by several women, as well as profiting from a book on the COVID-19 crisis. James said she will not be deterred by accusations that the investigation into the sexual harassment allegations against Cuomo are politically motivated.
We ignore all of those comments. We are doing our work pursuant to an executive order that was issued by the governor of the state of New York.
They are also investigating whether Cuomo undercounted COVID-19 nursing home death numbers by several thousand. Prospects for an ambitious infrastructure deal were thrown into serious doubt late Friday after the White House reduced President Biden's sweeping proposal to $1.7 trillion. But Republican senators rejected that compromise as disappointing, saying vast differences remain. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
They say, if you love something, set it free. At LifeLock, we say,
what a load of bull hockey! All that saving up and paying off debt, and now some identity thief wants to set it free? Crazy talk! LifeLock helps monitor your info and alerts you to potential identity threats. If you become a victim, we'll help fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but LifeLock helps you keep what's yours. Save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code SMART.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. April was a good month for Nevada workers as thousands returned to their jobs. State labor officials say Nevada added more than 17,000 jobs last month, the biggest month-to-month gain since September of last year. Most of the jobs, more than 8,400, were added here in southern Nevada. The Silver State's jobless rate dropped slightly to 8% in April, but still higher than the national jobless rate of 6.1%. With the Nevada eviction moratorium set to expire at the end of the month and the federal ban scheduled to end June 30th, state and local officials are coordinating efforts to help residents at risk. Officials have unveiled what they call the Southern Nevada Eviction Prevention Program, an organized effort between the county's social services department, courts, and the state nonprofits in neighboring cities. Officials emphasize that eligible renters should still sign a CDC declaration form and give it to their landlord in order to qualify for that federal protection. The Golden Knights dropped two quick goals to Minnesota, but then shut them down in a stunning 5-2 Game 3 win last night in the Western Division first-round playoffs. Vegas now leads the best-of-seven series 2-1, and 92% of the time, if they go up 3-1, they'll win the series.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
We're getting some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort area, beginning around sunset on the north side of the 15, south 15 at Russell. And do expect some congestion there, 15 southbound of Blue Diamond. And very slow on that transition lane, leaving US 95, merging over to Interstate 15 South.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number 1! Time is running out! Number 2! Time is running out! Number 3!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Friday, Get the Weekend Started edition of Live and Local. And I'll just tell you, there were a lot of people questioning whether Jesus Jara, the superintendent of the Clark County School District, if he was going to get, there was some doubt as to whether he was going to get a contract extension. He has gotten a contract extension. It was only by a 4-3 margin, so he's not out of the woods yet. Kevin Child is a former Clark County School Board trustee, and he joins us. Kevin, first of all, thanks for joining us. Always good to have you on the show.
And good afternoon, and all to your listeners also. Kevin.
Oh, thank you. Kevin, were you worried that Jara was not going to get the extension? Were you fairly confident he would?
No, because of the talk and the chatter on the board, and I talked to some of them, but kind of like, you know, like I said, their biggest thing is it's a split board still, Kevin. When you have a split board, that's fine.
One more time on that split board thing, because you were cracking up there.
All right, so I'm sorry. The split board is, that 3-4 vote. And it's not a good thing. And what happens is that means half your board doesn't trust you and half your board does. And if you looked and you heard about the evaluation, the evaluation wasn't that great on him. And what they were saying to most people is that they don't want to go out and look for another superintendent. They don't want to start the process all over again. But here's my deal. They don't have to. They've got talent in CCSD to put in as a superintendent if they chose to, which they did not.
But am I right? It is an expensive process. You get search firms involved, and you're paying out some pretty big bucks when all you got to do is just give Jara a raise, a moderate raise, and be done with it.
Well, that, Aaron, lies the case. It's only $1 million to go look for a new superintendent. But like I said, prior to that, you have to say, here's my deal. Is he fulfilling his contractual duties as a superintendent to up the achievement of the kids and the students of the Clark County School District? And the big thing is, nope, he did not. And that's in my problems. I know we went through a pandemic, but, you know, here's my deal. All throughout the country, we've been having a problem with our kids and their scores because that online wasn't so great as they found out to be.
Now, let me just ask you, you monitor this stuff, you keep your ear close to the ground, and I'm curious, there's testing that's been going on, the school year is going to be over in just a couple of weeks, and I guess my question is, so how are we doing?
We're not doing too good, Kev. Just like I said, we're in the bottom of the barrel again. And
current testing, current testing, the MAPS testing, and all those tests that they've been given the last few weeks?
Correct. We're in the bottom of the barrel again, and we were 38th ranked when I left the board when I was gone, and this is not a good sign. And I know that pandemic. Remember, most of these kids had lost almost 2 years of school, face to face school, Kevin, 2 years. Because remember last March, and then you almost missed all of this year. And when you have a split in learning, you hurt a student or you hurt that person. Especially if we have challenged children, which like almost 65% of our kids are, you're having a problem, and they have no solution right now.
Wow. What was it that Jesus Jara said he would do that he has not done? And is it purely performance-based?
All performance. And again, he's with the teachers and with the – I know he's getting along with the teachers again now. But his admin they don't have any confidence in him. His admin have no confidence. And if you have no confidence with your upper echelon people, you're having a leadership problem. And all he wants to do is buy these guys out, which is the cost of the taxpayers. And who's going to fill those seats? We have a shortage of teachers as it is right now. And now you're going to have a shortage of administrators, Kevin.
And why is that?
Well, number one is, nobody wants to go into teaching. And if I'm going to incur debt that's $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 of college, I'm not going to take a $40,000 year job. And these are the things that people don't understand is why we're not recruiting great teachers. And that's just not in Las Vegas, not in just Nevada, but in the country itself. Somebody's got to do something different. How do you, put these kids through college? And I don't think, I think, I'll go back to our higher ed is broken. I mean, to be a teacher, I don't think it takes 4 years of college and about $60,000 to $70,000 in debt to become a teacher. when I think you should be able to do a teacher's and an associate of arts degree. We have to start thinking outside the box, Kevin, to put people in places for being teachers.
Again, Kevin Child joining us, the former Clark County School Board trustee. You were around. Was this on your watch when Jarrah was hired?
Yeah, I was. I pushed the button for him. I was one of the people that I had my top three, and my first one was they kicked out of the box. The second one was Jarrah. Well, actually, was the guy from Colorado. Jarrah was my third pick, and it just didn't happen. The guy from Colorado dropped out at the last minute, and so my pick was Jarrah, and I voted for Jarrah.
What was it about Jarrah that you liked that made you press the button for him?
Well, he was going to be about family, and that didn't come up because here's my deal. His wife still lives in Florida. I mean, how are you going to be about your own family when you have your wife in Florida and you're out here? And you it's like taking a bath, you know, with one foot in the bathtub and one foot out. I mean, how are you going to focus on your kids when you're focused on your family back in Florida? How are you going to focus on our families here in Nevada, in Clark County? And that was a very disturbing thing for me after I left that board and I see he has not done that yet, which is really sad because, you know, to be a family person, you got to take care of your family too.
Let me just ask you, was there anything he promised he would do? Like, you know, how everybody brings in programs, Zoom schools, victory schools, read by three and all this stuff.
That was already in place, Kevin. Read
oh,
by
I know.
Three, all these programs were in place. He never brought a program to Vegas. He said he was going to continue the path what we started, and he never implemented the things that we were doing, like AB 469, means the money follow the student. That hasn't been doing that. And the legislators, they haven't been watching that either on their watch.
So give me an idea of where we are. We've been doing a bunch of testing. The testing is not good. And tell me where we are. Give me a kind of a milepost that we can hang our hat on here.
Well, there's not. You've got to go back to the trustees and have them start, you know, discussing their achievements and going and talking to the public. And everything's opening up June 1st. They should already have their meetings with the people in their districts to find out what's going on with families, because we're not getting that vibe, Kevin. You're not hearing what families want, because it's all about the families, and we've got to stick to where we're last in math scores, we're last in science scores, we're last in, you know, all these categories, and even reading. I mean, the legislators got rid of Read by Three, which was a big, big program which helped kids, you know, read by third grade. And if you can't learn and read by third grade, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. So is there a great outlook? I don't see one right now until somebody starts talking about it. And I'm hoping your listeners and our parents start talking about it, because they're going to get a lot of money. They're going to get a lot of cash infusion into that budget. But you haven't heard it from the legislators, and you haven't heard it from the school board of trustees to say where they're going to spend that money and where they're going to target that money to make a difference in our children's life.
The education budget by the Constitution has to be the first budget approved by the legislature. It has been approved. And I guess my question is, are they going to change the funding formula again? Nobody understands, by the way, just so you know, myself included, what this budgeting for education and what it looks like. Nobody can explain it, and I don't expect you to explain it, Kev. But I'm just curious, are we going to be spending more money or less money on the kids?
Well, we're hoping too, because right now, as of today, we're spending $10,215 per student. So right now you have 305,000 students at the Clark County School District. So each one of those students are worth $10,215. That should follow the student around. And then 80% of that is supposed to be going to the budget of each school. So, and then the rest of that at 20% should be going and spent in the main office, so everything can be running and everything can get done in the main office.
That is amazing. Okay, we have a handful of days, and then the kids all go home, and the teachers go take off, and then we begin the summer school thing. Do we know what the summer school is going to look like? I mean, is it going to be like tutoring and things like that to try and boost kids up?
And that's a big factor of that. And I haven't seen any diagram what's going to go on, but I know it's going to focus on the kids that are behind, and that's what they should be doing because, again, these kids are behind. They lost almost 2 years of school, Kevin. And again, I hope that they get this out pretty quick because you've only got a couple of weeks left of school. And when summer school starts, which is probably a week after, I haven't heard anything on the news. Have you? I haven't heard anything from the school board trustees. I haven't seen a newsletter. I think they better start getting their butts in gear and start, you know, working for the families in Clark County.
This is scary. Okay, and then we have the summer, and then everybody's in a brick-and-mortar school come August. Am I right?
Yes, they are. They no masks, and as of, what, June 1st, we go back to pre-pandemic. That means there's no more pandemic. That means everything's open. And again, I get it. Some people are going to be afraid. I get it. But you know what? If you're afraid, wear your mask. But masks will not be mandatory, I hope, in the Clark County School District.
Do we have a date certain for the beginning of school?
I haven't heard of it yet, but usually it's the last week or the week before Labor Day now in August.
Wow. Let me just ask you, we talk about all these what I call whiz-bang programs. How long should we give Zoom schools, Victory schools, things like that? How long should we give them before we start asking for accountability?
Well, the thing of it is, accountability should be start right now because Zoom schools and Victory schools have been getting out. The Victory schools are the ones that are low-income schools that get an extra infusion of cash. Like, you know, if they're like 99% free and reduced meal. And like I said, 68% of Clark County is free and reduced meal. But again, go back to Zoom schools are amazing if the kids go there and a lot of kids participate. And we've had really good numbers with the Zoom schools over the summertime. That should always be, you know, again, now with this new infusion of money, they should be able to make that a little bit bigger, especially what's going on with the pandemic. I mean, they should be getting more kids into school to help these kids recover and put them back on track.
Dumb question. You may know the answer, and if you don't, I'm not trying to ambush you, but I will just ask you, all this money, $2.7 billion coming into the state, do we know yet how much money is going to be coming to education, and do we know when it's going to get here? I mean, talking about a special session in July or August. Do we know when this money is going to arrive in the Clark County School District?
So what I heard that we as a state from the feds gave us $4.5 billion. The school districts are going to get $445 million for schools, which is a lot of money, Kevin. And again, I have not seen a plan of action. Because, again, if they get all this money, who's going to watch the chicken coop? Who's going to watch the checkbook? I haven't heard any one of those school board trustees ask of how they're going to spend this money, and they've had quite a while to find out what we're going to do with that money. Because remember, you've got teachers' raises, you've got administrators' raises, and that usually comes out to about $65 million a year, you know, with raises, with just regular raises. Again, I haven't heard it, Kev, but that's the numbers that we're getting, that I'm told that we're getting in the school districts for all 17 school districts.
I'm just going to tell you, it's a little scary with all this money floating around, and I don't know, A, when it's scheduled to get here. That's why they're talking about having the special session in July or August, because you can't spend the money till you have the money. And you don't know what the strings attached are. And when you're talking about education, there's always, always going to be strings attached. Am I right?
Absolutely. And one of these things that you have to be, and I'm going to tell these parents again, you're a parent and you're listening to Kevin Wall, make sure you put your ears to the railroad tracks. Please speak up. Please do not sit back. Kevin can call me anytime. I'll be on the radio. I'll answer any question. I will find out. If I don't know, I will find out. But your kid matters to all of us. And it's a community, Kevin. And I have no problem being on your show with it at any given time to help these parents out.
Kev, always good to have you with us, man. Thanks so much. It's always fun having you on. Give my best to your mom, would you please?
She just said that she's waving at this. She says, "Hi, Kevin."
Oh, God bless her. God bless her.
Kevin, thank you so much.
You have a great weekend, and we will talk again soon.
You too, my friend. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you. Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board trustee, joining us. And I'm just going to tell you, it's a little scary with all this money floating around, and you say, how much of that money is going to end up in the classroom? And nobody can give me a straight answer. Nobody. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Dependence on oil from the Middle East got us into 2 wars in Iraq. During the Trump administration, we not only became energy independent, but also the world's biggest exporter of compressed natural gas. We have huge reserves of gas. The Democrats' war on using the fossil fuels we have would result in again becoming dependent on the Middle East for oil, and also cause us to become dependent on China. Yes, China. The vast majority of the lithium and other rare earth metals required for all the batteries and all the electric cars they want us to buy is mined in China. I don't think this is a good idea. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio.